Now you are familiar probably with these terms. What are the attributes of God? The attributes are the characteristics of God, what God is like. God is the sum total of all His attributes. Now He is certainly maybe more than what the Bible teaches that He is. But He is not less than what the Bible says that He is. But God has revealed enough about Himself to save us and to sanctify us. God reveals Himself and His attributes by His words and by His acts. And so remember, God reveals Himself by His speech and by His deeds, His acts. All through history, God is speaking and God is acting. And He reveals things about Himself by what He says. And He reveals things about Himself by what He does. So when you read through the Bible, you must be sensitive to God's Word and God's deeds. The Bible is a story. It is the unfolding of God's purpose. And God progressively reveals Himself and His purpose. For example, after Adam and Eve sinned, God revealed His saving purpose
in
two ways: by His word and by His deed. He told Adam what He was going to do. Then He showed Adam how He was going to do it. He didn't reveal everything in the beginning. God reveals Himself and His purpose slowly and progressively. But how do we know about who God is? How do we know what God is like? By what He says and what He does. So He spoke a promise to Adam. Genesis 3 verse 15.
उत्पत्तिको पुस्तक 3 अध्यायको 15 पदमा.
That was verbal revelation.
त्यो एउटा मुखबाट वाक्यतोबाट दिएको छ एउटा प्रकटीकरण थियो.
And God spoke to Eve.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले
to Eve. And he said, I will put enmity between you and the serpent.
अनि चाहिँ तिम्रो र शैतानको बीचमा चाहिँ त्यो सर्पको बीचमा मैले दुश्मनी हालि दिन्छु
भनेर. And between your seed and his seed.
तिम्रो सन्तान र चाहिँ उसको सन्तानको बीचमा मैले चाहिँ दुश्मनी हालि दिनेछु.
He will bruise you on the heel.
उसले चाहिँ उसको सन्तानको कुर्कुच्चा डस्नेछ.
You will bruise him on the head.
तर चाहिँ सन्तानले चाहिँ टाउको कुल्च्याउनेछ.
That is God speaking.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ बोलिरहनु भएको.
That is the first word of special redemptive revelation.
यो चाहिँ पहिलो चाहिँ छुटकाराको एउटा योजना परमेश्वरले बोल्नु भएको थियो.
So God speaks a word concerning his purpose.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो उद्देश्य अनुसारको चाहिँ त्यो वचन उहाँले बोल्नुभयो.
Then God does something to show how he's going to do it.
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ त्यो गर्नुपर्थ्यो अनि उहाँले गर्नुभयो चाहिँ त्यो कसरी हुनेछ भन्ने कुरा.
And what did he do?
अनि त्यसपछि उहाँले के गर्नुभयो त?
What did God do to show Adam how he was going to fulfill that promise?
कसरी आदमलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरले देखाउनु भयो त्यो प्रतिज्ञा पूरा गर्नुहुनेछ भन्ने कुरा.
Adam tried to cover himself with fig leaves.
आदमले चाहिँ त्यो नेवारको पात लगाएर चाहिँ आफूलाई चाहिँ लाज ढाकिरहेको थियो.
But Adam's efforts could not cover his sin.
तर चाहिँ आदमको आफ्नै प्रयासले कार्यले चाहिँ त्यो पाप ढाक्न सकिएन.
So what did God do?
परमेश्वरले के गर्नुभयो?
He killed an animal.
उहाँले चाहिँ जनावर मार्नु भयो.
Skinned the animal.
अनि त्यो जनावरको छालाले.
And he clothed Adam and Eve with the skin.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो छालाद्वारा चाहिँ आदम र हवालाई चाहिँ ढाकिदिनु भयो.
That was a picture.
यो चाहिँ एउटा चित्रण थियो.
And what was God showing?
अनि के परमेश्वरले देखाउँदै हुनुहुन्थ्यो?
We cannot cover our own sin.
हामीले आफ्नो पाप आफैले ढाक्न सक्दैनौ.
There must be a substitute.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ एउटा चाहिँ प्रायश्चित गर्ने व्यक्ति हुन जरुरी छ त्यहाँ बलिदान गर्ने व्यक्ति.
In order to cover our sins, something must die.
हाम्रो पाप ढाक्नको निम्ति चाहिँ केही चिज मर्नु जरुरी छ भन्ने कुरा बताउँदै थियो.
And that was the preaching of the gospel through a picture.
अनि चाहिँ यो एउटा सुसमाचारको एउटा प्रचारको चाहिँ एउटा चित्रण थियो.
So God revealed his purpose in two ways.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो उद्देश्यलाई चाहिँ दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ प्रकट गराउनु भएको छ.
By his word.
आफ्नो वचनद्वारा.
You shall bruise him on the head.
तिमीले चाहिँ उसको टाउको कुल्चिनेछौ.
He shall bruise you on the heel.
अनि चाहिँ त्यो शैतानले चाहिँ तिम्रो कुर्कुच्चा डस्नेछ भनेछ.
And when did Satan bruise Christ on the heel?
कहिले चाहिँ ख्रिस्टले चाहिँ शैतानको चाहिँ टाउको चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ.
When did Satan bruise Christ on the heel?
अनि कहिले चाहिँ शैतानले चाहिँ येशू ख्रिस्टको चाहिँ कुर्कुच्चा डसे त?
On the cross.
क्रूसमा.
But this is God's mystery.
यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरको अद्भुत कुरा योजना हो.
Life through death.
जीवन र मृत्यु.
Victory from defeat.
अनि चाहिँ विजय छ त्यो पराजयबाट.
When did Christ bruise Satan on the head?
कहिले कहाँ चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्टले शैतानको चाहिँ टाउकोलाई चाहिँ कुच्याइदिनु भएको छ?
On the cross.
क्रूसमा.
And what does Paul say in Romans 16?
अनि पावलले रोमीको पुस्तक 16मा के भन्दछ त?
One day God will crush Satan finally under our feet.
अनि चाहिँ एक दिन चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ शैतानलाई चाहिँ हाम्रो पावदान मुनिमा चाहिँ के कुल्चिनै हुनेछ.
Because we will reign with Jesus Christ.
कारण चाहिँ हामी परमेश्वरसँग चाहिँ महिमित हुनेछौ त माथि उठ्नेछौ.
Chapter 16.
रोमीको पुस्तक
20 पदमा. God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
शान्तिका परमेश्वरले चाँडै नै शैतानलाई तिमीहरूका खुट्टा मुनि कुल्चुनी हुनेछ.
Now Christ defeated Satan on the cross.
क्रिस्टले चाहिँ शैतानलाई चाहिँ क्रुसमा उसको टाउको कुल्च्याउनु भएको छ.
And we shall finally and completely conquer Satan when we reign with Christ.
जब हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरसँगै माथि हुनेछौ त्यो बेलामा चाहिँ पूर्ण रूपमा शैतानलाई चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ खुट्टामुनि कुल्च्नेछौ.
So God reveals himself in two ways.
परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफूलाई चाहिँ दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ प्रकट गराउनु भएको छ.
By his words and by his acts.
उहाँको आफ्नो वचनद्वारा अनि कार्यद्वारा.
God reveals himself and his attributes in two ways.
उहाँको आफ्नो गुणलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरले दुई प्रकारले चाहिँ प्रकट गराउनु भएको छ.
His word and by his acts.
उहाँको वचन द्वारा र उहाँको कार्य द्वारा.
Look in the book of Exodus. Exodus.
प्रस्थानको पुस्तकमा हेरौ.
And chapter 33.
प्रस्थानको पुस्तक 33 अध्यायमा हेरौ.
The children of Israel are leaving Mount Sinai and they're going to the promised land.
त्यो चाहिँ इजरायलका मानिसहरू चाहिँ माउन्ट सिनाईमा बसेका थिए र प्रतिज्ञाको गरिएको देशमा उनीहरू जाँदै थिए.
Look at verse 12.
33 अध्यायको 12 पदमा हेर्नुहोस्.
Moses said, "See, you've told me to bring up this people, but you've not let me know who you will send with me."
अनि मोसाले भने तपाईँले मलाई यी मानिसहरूलाई लिएर जा भन्नुहुन्छ तर मसित को को पठाउनुहुन्छ तपाईँले मलाई थाहा दिनु भएको छैन.
I pray if I found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you.
यदि तपाईँको निगाह ममाथि भएको छ भने अब मलाई तपाईँको मार्ग देखाउनुहोस् र म तपाईँलाई चिन्न सकु र तपाईँको दृष्टि निगाह पाइरहन.
How do we know God?
कसरी हामी परमेश्वरलाई चिन्न सकौ?
By studying his ways.
अनि उहाँको बाटोहरू अध्ययन गरेर.
Verse 14.
14 पदमा.
God promises my presence will go with you and I will give you rest.
अनि परमप्रभुले भन्नुभयो मेरो उपस्थिति तसँग जानेछ र म तलाई विश्राम दिनेछु.
Verse 17.
17.
I will also do this thing you've spoken. You have found favor in my sight and I have known you by name.
तैले भनेको कुरा म गर्नेछु किनकि तैले मेरो दृष्टिमा निगाह पाएको छ.
Now look at verse 18.
18 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
This is Moses' prayer.
यो चाहिँ मोसाको प्रार्थना थियो.
And if you're going to know God, this must be your prayer.
अनि चाहिँ यदि तपाईले परमेश्वरलाई चिन्न चाहनुहुन्छ भने तपाईको यस्तै प्रार्थना हुनुपर्छ.
Lord, I pray you show me your glory.
यहाँ भनेको छ तिनले भने अब मलाई तपाईँको महिमा देखाउनुहोस् प्रभु म प्रार्थना गर्दछु.
God says I myself will make all my goodness pass before you.
उहाँले भन्नुभयो तेरै सामुने मेरो सारा श्रेष्ठ देखाउनेछु.
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
अनि तेरै सामुने परमप्रभुको नामको घोषणा गर्नेछु.
I'll be gracious to whom I be gracious. I show compassion on whom I will show compassion.
जसलाई म अनुग्रह गर्न चाहन्छु त्यसलाई म अनुग्रह गर्छु जसलाई म कृपा देखाउन चाहन्छु त्यसलाई म
कृपा देखाउँछु. Verse 20, God says you cannot see my face for no man can see me and live.
अनि उहाँले भन्नुभयो तर तैले मेरो अनुहार हेर्न सक्दैन किनकि मेरो अनुहार हेरेर मानिस जीवित रहन सक्दैन.
Verse 21.
21 पद.
There's a hiding place in the rock, there you shall stand.
तब परमप्रभुले भन्नुभयो मेरो छेउमा एउटा ठाउँ छ जहाँ त एउटा चट्टानमा खडा हो.
While my glory has passed by, I will put you in the hiding place of the rock and cover you with my hand.
मेरो महिमामा त्यहाँबाट भएर जाँदो तलाई म त्यस चट्टानको धादोमा देख्नेछु र म त्यसबाट भएर नआउँदै तलाई मेरो
हात. Verse
23. त्यस पदमा
I will take away my hand and you shall see my back but not my face.
त्यसपछि म मेरो हात उठाउनेछु र तैले मेरो पछिको भाग देख्नेछस् तर मेरो अनुहार चाहिँ देख्ने छैन.
Now let me ask you a question.
म तपाईलाई प्रश्न सोध्छु.
God the Father is a spirit.
यदि चाहिँ परमेश्वर पिता चाहिँ आत्मा हुनुहुन्छ भने
and he has not a body.
उहाँको चाहिँ शरीर छैन भने
Then who did Adam see and talk to in the garden?
Adam ko bagaicha ma chai Adam le chai kolai dekhyo ra kosanga kura garyo?
Who was passing by here in a physical form?
Yaha chai euta sharirik awastha ma chai bhaira ko jadai hununcha ta yaha?
Now this is a great mystery.
Yo adbhut kura hamro lagi.
Who was talking to Abraham?
अब्राहमसँग को बोल्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो?
It says the two men left and the Lord was left standing before Abraham.
अब्राहमको अगाडि चाहिँ परमेश्वर आफै हुनुहुन्थ्यो दुई जना व्यक्तिहरू चाहिँ अब्राहमलाई छोडेर गएको थियो.
God the Father has not a body.
परमेश्वर पितासँग उहाँ चाहिँ उहाँको शरीर छैन.
Who is this?
उहाँ को हुनुहुन्छ त?
Verse 1, the Lord said to Moses, cut out for yourself two stone tablets like the former ones. Verse 2, be ready in the morning, come up to Mount Sinai. Verse 3, let no man come with you. Verse 4, he cut the stones and rose early and went to the mountain. Verse 5, the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
Verse
7, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and
sin.
But he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. Verse 8, Moses quickly bowed low toward the earth and worshiped. Now listen carefully. God revealed himself to Moses by his speech. God reveals himself to man by speech and by word deed. The glory of God is the expression of all of his attributes. When the Bible talks about the glory of God, it means several things. That word glory comes from a Hebrew word that means heavy, heavy, heavy. Something is heavy.
यो ग्लोरी भन्ने शब्द चाहिँ युरो भाषाबाट आएको हो जसको अर्थ हामी अलि बुझ्न सक्छौं त्यसको अर्थ के हो भने गरुङ्गो एकदम त्यो चाहिँ एकदम गरुङ्गो छ ओजनदार छ
what's the biggest organ inside of our body
हाम्रो चाहिँ यो शरीर भित्रको चाहिँ ठूलो त्यो अंग के होला त्यस्तो शरीर भित्र
the liver
हाम्रो चाहिँ
What's the liver?
Collagen.
That's the heaviest organ inside your body.
हाम्रो शरीर भित्रको चाहिँ एकदम सबभन्द गरुङ्गो छ त्यो अंग हो.
The Bible says the liver is heavy.
बाइबलले बताउँदछ चाहिँ त्यो कलेजो चाहिँ गरुङ्गो हुन्छ.
When you pick up a piece of cheap vessel and something made out of tin and something made out of gold. Something that is light and cheap. Mm-hmm. Made out of plastic. You know plastic?
Yeah.
It is light.
And it says, Dabba Tapa, let's say plastic or bada linunsa, you say them.
If you pick up a piece of gold, it is heavy. It has worth. It has value. And the glory of God speaks of the heaviness of God, the value of God, the being of God.
उहाँको महिमा चाहिँ एकदम गरुङ्गो छ एकदम चाहिँ त्यो एकदम भनौँ चाहिँ मूल्यवान छ भन्ने कुरा
बताउँछ. The fullness of his person, all of his attributes, his nature is glorious.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको सबै कुराहरु चाहिँ उहाँको त्यो गुणहरु प्रवृत्तिहरु चाहिँ एकदम महिमित छ.
Then his glory that comes forth from him, the shining, the radiance of his glory.
अनि चाहिँ उहाँको त्यो महिमा चाहिँ उहाँबाट आउँछ अनि त्यो चाहिँ चमक तेजस्वी यसरी बहन्छ.
The sun is heavy.
अनि चाहिँ घाम चाहिँ एकदम गरुङ्गो छ.
It is burning, not just on the surface, but down to the center.
अनि चाहिँ केही माथि माथि भएर मात्र चाहिँ त्यो सूर्य चाहिँ बलेको छैन तर एकदम गहिराईबाट त्यो प्रज्वलित भएको छ.
And you see its light and you feel its heat going out from it.
तपाईँले देख्नुहुन्छ उसको त्यो ज्योति यस्तो तगडा तेजमा गइरहेको हुन्छ.
That's two parts of the glory of the sun.
अनि चाहिँ पुत्रको सरी सूर्यको चाहिँ दुईवटा भाग छ त्यो महिमाको भाग.
It talks about its basic essence, its nature.
Yeah, sorry, I misunderstood. You're talking about the Christ?
No, I'm talking about the sun in the sky.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm right then.
The sun in the sky has a basic weight, and that is its glory, and then it shines out from itself, and that is the revelation of its glory.
अनि चाहिँ जब हामी सूर्यलाई हेर्छौ भने त्यो एकदम भित्र भएर चाहिँ त्यसको चाहिँ चमक निस्केर जान्छ अनि त्यसको चाहिँ प्रकाश यसरी चाहिँ बाहिर फिजिदै जान्छ.
So the glory of God is what God is and what God reveals.
अनि त्यस्तै हामी परमेश्वरको महिमालाई जब अध्ययन गर्छौ बुझ्छौ भने चाहिँ परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ र उहाँको महिमा के छन् त्यो उहाँले चाहिँ त्यो आफ्नो महिमालाई यसरी चाहिँ प्रकट गर्न गराउनु.
The Bible talks about the attributes of God. It talks about it most theologians describe them in two general ways.
अनि चाहिँ परमेश्वरको गुण विषयमा हामी कुरा गर्छौ भने धेरै चाहिँ ईश्वर शास्त्रीहरूले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको गुणलाई चाहिँ दुईवटा भागमा वर्णन गर्दछन् बताउँदछन्.
What do we mean by this?
यो भन्नुको अर्थ के हो त?
These are attributes of God that he alone has.
अनि चाहिँ यो परमेश्वरको गुण हो जो उहाँसँग मात्र रहन्छ उहाँले कसैलाई पनि दिन चाहनुहुन्न.
Man does not have them.
अनि चाहिँ मान्छेको त्यो छैन.
Man cannot share them.
अनि चाहिँ मान्छेले त्यो पाउन सक्दैन शेयर गर्दैन.
There are characteristics of God that are peculiar and only his own.
अनि चाहिँ जुन परमेश्वरको गुणहरू छ चरित्रहरू छ उहाँको निम्ति आफ्नै निम्ति मात्र त्यो उहाँले गर्नुहुन्छ.
Then there are other attributes of God that in a limited way he will communicate or share with man.
अरु चाहिँ परमेश्वरको गुणहरू चाहिँ एकदम थोरै मात्रामा चाहिँ उहाँले मानिसहरूलाई अर्थात हामी मान्छेहरूलाई चाहिँ उहाँले बाँड्नुहुन्छ.
God alone has these.
अनि चाहिँ केवल परमेश्वर सँग मात्र रहन्छ उहाँले आफैले मात्र राख्नुहुन्छ यो.
God can and does communicate certain parts of his attributes to man. Man shares those attributes.
अनि केही भागहरू केही गुणहरू चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मानिसहरूमा चाहिँ उहाँले बाँड्नुहुन्छ र त्यो मानिसहरूले पनि एकअर्कालाई चाहिँ त्यो कुराहरू बाँड्न सक्छ.
Now we're not saying that man becomes like a part of God.
यो भन्न खोजेको होइन कि चाहिँ मान्छे चाहिँ अब परमेश्वरको एउटा भाग भइसकेको.
He doesn't become deity.
उहाँ चाहिँ ईश्वर मान्छे चाहिँ अब यो भन्न खोजेको भने मान्छे चाहिँ ईश्वरत्व भयो मान्छे ईश्वरीय भयो.
God communicates some of these attributes to man, but that doesn't mean man becomes God.
यो होइन कि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मान्छेलाई आफ्नो चाहिँ गुणहरू चाहिँ मान्छेमा चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ बाँड्नुहुन्छ र यो भन्नुको छैन कि मान्छे चाहिँ अब परमेश्वर जस्तै भयो.
So I want to list several of these and show a few verses just to review for you these two things.
अनि चाहिँ म तपाईहरुले केही कुराहरु यो पदहरु देखाउन चाहन्छु र यसको चाहिँ तपाईहरुले चाहिँ यसो तपाईले हेर्न सक्नुहुन्छ अनि यसबाट तपाईले चाहिँ तुलना गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
I'm sure you've studied this before and you're familiar with this.
मलाई थाहा छ तपाईहरु चाहिँ यो चाहिँ यसको विषयमा पहिले अध्ययन गर्नु भएको छ होला अनि तपाईहरु यसमा चिरपरिचित हुनुहुन्छ.
But this is not just something to write in your notebook.
यो यति मात्र होइन कि तपाईँको नोटबुकमा लेख्ने मात्र.
This is something to comfort your heart.
यो चाहिँ तपाईँहरूले चाहिँ आफ्नो हृदयलाई चाहिँ के भन्छ सहानुभूति गर्नु.
This is something to encourage your life.
अनि आफ्नै जीवन व्यक्तिगत जीवनलाई चाहिँ उत्साह दिनको निम्ति यो.
This is something to feed your soul.
यो चाहिँ एक कुरा हो कि जो आफ्नो आत्मालाई चाहिँ तपाईँले भरिरहनु हो.
And as you think upon who God is.
जब तपाईँले सोच्नुहुन्छ परमेश्वर को हुनुहुन्छ भन्ने कुरा.
What God is like. It can give you strength and comfort for your soul. So I want to list 8 of these attributes that God only has. And I want you to write them down. I'll give a simple definition and show you one or two verses. I know you've studied this before, but I want to survey it very briefly. We're talking about attributes of God that He alone has. Man cannot share. He cannot communicate it to man. This is part of God's glory. Number one, He is infinite. That means He's without limits. Without limits as to space or time. When He's without limit to time, that means He is eternal. When He's not limited to space, that means He is omnipresent.
Let's
look at several verses. God is infinite or without limit. Write these verses down. Jeremiah chapter
23.
And verse 23. Look at chapter 23, verse
23.
Am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not far off? Can a man hide himself in a hiding place and I not see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and the earth, says the Lord? Look in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles and chapter 2. Solomon is praying.
Yeah, Solomon le prarthana garirheko cha.
Very familiar verse.
Ekdam chir parichit pad ho yo.
Verse 5.
Paanch pad.
The house that I'm about to build will be great, for greater is our God than all the gods.
Maile nirman garna lageko mandir euta atyantai thulo bhavan hunecha kinabhane hamro parmeshwar sabai devta haru bhandan mahan hununcha.
But who is able to build a house for him? For the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain him. God is without limitation. He is without limitation as to space and time. Look in the book of Job. Job. And chapter 11.
Verse
7. Can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heaven. What can you do? They are deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. What does Job say? God has no limitations. He is in every place. Book of Acts. Chapter 7. Stephen is preaching. Acts chapter 7. He's talking about Solomon.
Verse
47. It was Solomon who built the house for him. And what did Solomon say? Verse 48. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by humans' hands, as the prophets say. Heaven is my throne, earth is the footstool of my feet. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? What place is there for my repose? Was it not my hand that made all these things? So when we talk about the infiniteness of God, it means God is without limitation. In regards to space and time, He is eternal, and He is in every place. Now listen carefully. All the fullness of God is in every place at the same time. His hand is not over here in China. And in his other hand over in America. Then he's got a foot in Nepal. God doesn't have a body. He is a spirit. And he's not limited by space. Now, this is impossible for us to fully understand. Every moment, in every place, all of God is. Have you ever thought about that? He is without limit. As to space, He is omnipresent. He's unlimited as to time. We live in time. History has a beginning, history will have an end. But God doesn't dwell in time, He dwells in eternity. And there is no time in eternity. God is eternal. He did not have a beginning. He does not have an end. Write this verse down. And Psalm, book of Psalm. वनसंग्रहको पुस्तक Moses is writing a psalm.
मोसाले यो भजन संग्रह लेख्नु भएको छ.
They are wandering around in the desert.
उनीहरू चाहिँ त्यो मरुभूमिमा चाहिँ यताउता डुलिरहेका
छन्. For 40 years.
40 वर्षसम्म.
And all of the first generation dies.
अनि ती पहिला पुस्ताकाहरू सबै मरे.
And Moses is watching all these people die.
अनि चाहिँ मोसाले चाहिँ मानिसहरू मरिरहेको हेरिरहनु भएको छ.
And he writes Psalm 90.
अनि चाहिँ भजनसंग्रह 90 वाले लेख्नु भएको छ.
And what does he say?
अनि उहाँले के भन्नु भएको छ मोसाले यो?
Verse 1.
एक पदमा.
Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations.
हे परमप्रभु पुस्तादेखि पुस्तासम्म तपाई हाम्रो वासस्थान हुनु भएको छ.
Before the mountains were born or before you gave birth to the earth and the world.
पहाडहरू उत्पन्न हुनु भन्दा अघि अथवा तपाईले पृथ्वी र संसार सिर्जनु भन्दा अघि अनादिदेखि अनन्त
From everlasting to everlasting you are God.
अनन्त देखि अनन्तसम्म तपाईं नै परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
God doesn't have a beginning.
उहाँको कुनै सुरुवात छैन
परमेश्वर. God doesn't have an end.
परमेश्वरको अन्त पनि छैन.
He has no limit according to time.
अनि समय अनुसार उहाँको कुनै सीमा छैन, कुनै स्थान उस छैन.
He is eternal.
उहाँ अनन्त अनन्तका हुनुहुन्छ.
Look in the book of Revelation.
प्रकाशको पुस्तकलाई हेरौ.
Chapter 1.
एक अध्यायमा
Verse 4.
चार पदमा.
Who is John writing to?
योहानले कसलाई लेखिरहेको छ त?
Revelation chapter 1 verse 4.
प्रकाशको पुस्तक एक अध्यायको चार पद.
John to the seven churches in Asia.
योहानबाट एसियामा भएका सातवटा मण्डलीलाई.
Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come.
उहाँबाट तिमीहरूलाई अनुग्रह र शान्ति जो हुनुहुन्छ, जो हुनुहुन्थ्यो र हुन आउनुहुनेछ.
And from the seven spirits who are before his throne.
र उहाँको सिंहासन अघि रहनुहुने सात आत्माबाट.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead.
विश्वासयोग्य साथी येशू ख्रीष्टदेखि मृतकबाट प्रथम जीवित हुनुभएको.
Here he mentions the Trinity.
यहाँ चाहिँ उहाँले चाहिँ त्रियेकतालाई
And how does he describe God the Father?
यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वर पितालाई युवानाले कसरी वर्णन गरेको छ त?
He was.
वा हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
He is.
हुनुहुन्छ.
And he is to come.
र वा हुन आउनुहुनेछ.
He is without beginning.
वा चाहिँ न त सुरुवात नै
थियो. He is without end.
न त वाको अन्त नै हुनेछ.
How does he describe the Spirit?
यहाँ चाहिँ आत्मालाई कसरी वाले
The seven spirits before the throne.
अनि त्यो सिंहासनको अगाडि चाहिँ सातवटा आत्माले यसरी भन्दैछन्.
What is his meaning?
के भन्नुको अर्थ के हो?
Are there seven Holy Spirits?
के त त्यहाँ सातवटा पवित्र आत्मा थियो त?
What does the number seven mean represent in the Bible?
सातले चाहिँ के प्रतिनिधित्व गराउँछ बाइबलमा?
Perfection.
सिद्धता.
Fullness.
पूर्णता.
John is using a figure of speech.
यहाँ चाहिँ योहानले चाहिँ एउटा भनाइको तात्पर्यलाई ऊ भनाइ
God the Father is eternal.
परमेश्वर पिता अनन्त हुनुहुन्छ.
God the Spirit is perfect and complete.
परमेश्वर आत्मा चाहिँ पूर्ण र पूर्ण हुनुहुन्छ.
And God the Son is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead.
अनि चाहिँ जो चाहिँ पहिलो मृत्युबाट उहाँ चाहिँ पुत्र जीवित हुनु भएको छ.
From the first to the last, the Bible describes God as being infinite
अनि चाहिँ पहिलो सुरुदेखि र अन्त्यसम्म नै बाइबलले यो कुरा वर्णन गराउँछ कि परमेश्वर चाहिँ असीमितका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ
as to time and to space
अनि त्यो समय र सीमामा
look in psalm 139
भजनसंग्रह 39 अध्याय 139
we'll look at this psalm and then we'll take a break
हामी भजनसंग्रहलाई हेर्नेछौं र त्यसपछि हामी छोटो ब्रेक लिनेछौं
a very familiar psalm
एकदम चिर परिचित यो पद हो भजनसंग्रह 139 अध्याय
psalm 139
भजनसंग्रह 139 अध्याय
David is talking about God's character God's nature
यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वर यो भजनकर्ताले चाहिँ परमेश्वरको चरित्र र त्यो गुणको विषयमा कुरा गरिरहेको छ
God knows all
परमेश्वरले सबै कुरा जान्नुहुन्छ
God is in every place
परमेश्वर हरेक ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ
And God is all powerful
परमेश्वर शक्तिशाली हुनुहुन्छ
Notice verses 1 to 6
तपाईँहरूले चाहिँ यहाँ याद गर्नुहोस् एकदेखि लिएर छ पदसम्म
God knows all
परमेश्वर सबै कुरा जान्नुहुन्छ.
Verses 7 to 12.
7 देखि लिएर चाहिँ 12 पदसम्म.
God is in every place.
परमेश्वर सबै ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
Verses 13 to 16.
अनि 13 देखि लिएर 16 पदसम्म.
God is all powerful.
परमेश्वर एकदम शक्तिशाली हुनुहुन्छ.
Look at verses 7 to 12. Where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? If I go to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell in the remotest parts of the sea,
now
he's using a figure of speech here.
यो लेखकले चाहिँ एउटा भनाई यसरी बताइरहेको छ.
What are the wings of the dawn?
त्यो पखेटाहरू भने के हामी बुझ्छौ?
Does it have that in the Bible?
के बाइबलमा लेखिएको
छ? No, does it have it in Nepali?
नेपालीमा छ?
Yes, verse 9.
नौमा प्रभातको पखेटामा उडेर भन्नु.
What is his meaning?
यसको अर्थ के हो?
When the sun comes up in the morning.
जब चाहिँ सूर्य चाहिँ बिहान उदाउँछ.
It comes up in the east.
अनि यो पूर्वबाट उदाउँछ.
And before the sun comes up, the light and the rays of the sun begin to shine.
त्यो सूर्य चाहिँ माथि आली आउनु भन्दा सुरुमा त्यो उसको प्रकाश नै तेजसँग बगेर गइरहेको हुन्छ.
That's what David is saying. He's talking about from the east to the west.
अनि यसरी चाहिँ यहाँ चाहिँ भजनकर्ता दाऊदले भनेको चाहिँ पूर्वदेखि लिएर चाहिँ पश्चिमसम्म नै.
Verse 9.
नौ पदमा.
If I dwell in the remotest part of the sea.
यदि चाहिँ म चाहिँ समुद्रको यस्तो गहिराईसम्म भए तापनि.
What was on the west side of the land of Israel?
इजरायलको चाहिँ पश्चिमी भागको क्षेत्रमा के हामी पाउँथ्यौ?
The sea.
हामी समुद्र त्यहाँ पाउँछौ.
What is David saying here?
यहाँ चाहिँ दाउदले के भनिरहेको छ?
From the furthest part of the east to the furthest part of the west.
यहाँ चाहिँ एकदम पूर्वको पूर्व भागबाट र चाहिँ एकदम पश्चिमको अन्तिम भागसम्म.
From the height of heaven to the bottom of hell.
अनि चाहिँ माथि स्वर्गमा माथिबाट आकाशबाट र तल चाहिँ एकदम समुद्र मुनि.
Verse 10. Even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me.
त्यहाँ पनि तपाईको बाहुलीले मलाई डोर्याउनेछ र तपाईको दाहिने बाहुलीले मलाई पक्रनेछ.
Verse 12.
12 पदमा.
The darkness is not dark to you.
तपाई तापनि अन्धकार तपाईको निम्ति अँध्यारो
हुनेछ. The night is as bright as the day.
रात त दिनको उज्यालो जस्तै चम्कनेछ.
What is David saying?
यहाँ दाउदले के भन्दैछ त?
God is in every place.
परमेश्वर हरेक ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ.
He is without limits.
उहाँ चाहिँ कुनै सीमा रहित हुनुहुन्छ र कुनै चाहिँ उसमा
He is not controlled by time.
उहाँलाई चाहिँ समयले चाहिँ नियन्त्रण गर्न सक्नुहुन्न.
Now you need to meditate upon this.
यस विषयमा चाहिँ हामी चाहिँ एकदम गहिराईले चाहिँ त्यसलाई चाहिँ खोज्न जरुरी छ.
The problem with many preachers.
धेरै प्रचारकको समस्या.
Their thoughts are too low.
उनीहरूको विचार चाहिँ एकदम कम हुन्छ.
You need to elevate your thoughts.
आफ्नो विचारलाई चाहिँ उठाउन जरुरी छ.
You need to spend time every day thinking about what David thought about.
अनि चाहिँ हरेक दिन चाहिँ तपाईले चाहिँ यो कुरालाई हेरेर चाहिँ दाउदले के सोचिरहेको थियो र किन यसरी भजन गर्नु
पर्छ. The attributes of God.
परमेश्वरको गुणहरूको विषयमा.
He is without limit.
उहाँ चाहिँ कुनै चाहिँ असीमितका परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ.
He is in every place.
हरेक ठाउँमा हुनुहुन्छ उहाँ.
He is eternal.
अनन्तको हुनुहुन्छ.
No matter where I go.
जहाँ गए तापनि.
God is with me.
परमेश्वर मेरो साथमा
हुनुहुन्छ. God sees me.
परमेश्वरले मलाई देख्नुहुन्छ.
God knows me.
परमेश्वर मलाई जान्नुहुन्छ.
And there's no place I can hide from him.
कुनै पनि ठाउँ छैन म लुकेर लुक्न सक्दैन.
This gives us comfort.
यसले चाहिँ हामीलाई चाहिँ उत्साह दिदाउँछ.
And it should produce holy fear.
अनि चाहिँ यसले चाहिँ हामीलाई पवित्र डरमा हामीलाई अगाडि बढाउँदछ.
Both comfort and holy fear.
हामीलाई सान्त्वना र चाहिँ पवित्र डरमा अगाडि बढाउँदछ.
Man is not eternal.
मान्छे चाहिँ अनन्त छैन.
Man is infinite. He's limited.
मान्छे चाहिँ सीमित छ.
Man had a beginning.
मान्छेको सुरुवात छ.
But he will live forever. But he is not from eternity. Man is in one place. You are here. You're not there. You're here. We are limited. We're talking about the attributes of God that He alone has.
Amen.